Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. We have a guest on the podcast today, Julie Turnbull, who is a businesswoman. She's a former client, and we first met when she came on my retreat in, what year do you reckon that was, Julie?
2019.
Good memory. Or did you literally research this before you came on and thought, right, Jude's going to ask us when it
Absolutely.
Was?
Absolutely, yeah.
A part of the retreat that I used to do, and I will eventually get back to it when COVID dies down, was I used to get people who came on the retreat the second day, I would get them to do a vision board. Tell me a little bit about manifestation for you, Julie
Parker. I just absolutely love talking about manifestation. Honestly, I think sort of my circle of friends has started depleting quite a lot recently, just simply because all I talk about at the moment is manifestation. I absolutely love the subject, and I think sort of surrounding yourself with positive people, positive minds, really sort of helps sort of flow that positivity and the manifestation that you need to do. When looking back, I honestly believe that manifestation is something that I've done throughout my life, but not necessarily called it manifestation.
Yeah.
A lot of people would often say to me, oh God, you're just so lucky, you know, you do really well at school, you have amazing friendships with different people, such a big wide circle, or, you know, oh, you got that job because you were just in the right place at the right time. And do you know what? The more I think about it now, that's not actually true. You know, I was honestly partially manifesting at that time. And I think it was back in around about 2015, a good friend of mine actually said to me, do you know what, Julie, you need to read The Secret. For me, it was just such a significant light bulb moment. And I thought, well, you know, hang on, this makes absolute perfect sense. You know, if you are going to start setting goals and you're going to start making positive changes and, you know, you're removing negative energy with sort of limiting beliefs, why can't you have everything that you deserve? Why can't you, you know, sort of have everything that you've asked for?
Yeah.
So it's something that I've done for a long time, but now I certainly know the right steps that's needed to really get a hold of manifestation.
So you'd read The Secret, Law of Attraction, but maybe not harness the manifestation process till kind of the retreat part of it and the vision board. One thing that you said there, which stands out for me, which I think, oh my God, I've mentioned in one of the other podcasts, where I talk about the fact that actually entrepreneurs and an entrepreneur mindset tends to have it without realizing. Because if you are an entrepreneur and you think, well, I can earn X amount or I can make this business work, you tend to just be so steadfast in what you're doing that you will make it work. And I know even with, you know, your husband's business, you've definitely told me this before, that when you first started, mm-hmm. everyone thought you were mad, but actually you both just had actually we could make it work. So you could call that steadfast determination, but you could also call that as well, well, that's manifestation.
Absolutely.
As well, because your belief system said, we could make a go of this.
Yes.
And you did, so you were manifesting that.
I think so. I think, you know, sort of certainly when I first met my hubby Mark, we definitely had joined or aligned sort of goals and belief systems. And I think what was interesting at the time, I think, you know, we opened the first business back in 2009, and it was right in the middle of some really dark times where the industries were sort of on a real bad downturn. But for me, it just felt like the most appropriate time to do it. You know, everyone said, don't do it, you're crazy, you're mad, but it was just a given. I knew it would be a success, so why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we throw everything at it? The timeline was right. We didn't have anything that was holding us back at that point, children, etc. So do you know what? That was a natural progression, a natural step to do it. And, you know, between the two of us, like-minded people, we just went for it. And, you know, the first business is and still is a thriving success.
You've got The Secret. You've started thinking, understanding a bit more about Law of Attraction. I know you and Mark are amazing at setting goals and achieving stuff from your goals, which I love, which we can talk about separately. So tell me a little bit more about, when did you realise that actually you could manifest stuff. So when's it worked for you?
Do you know, I think it's interesting. Sort of, if I kind of go back to around about 2019, for me, I think manifesting becomes a bit of a life cycle. You know, you live and you breathe it for months and it's successful and you're just enjoying it. But there's certainly times when you get a bit of a downtime or you have it, you know, you fall off where you're meant to be, the path, etc. And I remember in 2019, Mark and I have always got this thing that when we are feeling low or we need to sort of plan something, we book a spa. That's what we do. We go to a spa, we sit in the spa with a glass of wine, and we literally map it all out. That's basically how we do it. And I remember looking back at a particular spa venue, and it was funny. I was feeling really down, and then what flashed up on this spa venue was something that you might recognise, but it was about this retreat that you could go to about be happy. And I thought, do you know what, that actually looks really interesting. So I did a bit of research on you, I did a bit of research on what the retreat was. I just thought, do you know what, perfect, I'm going to do this. So I went to the retreat. You literally took me back to basics again. You know, we looked around what it was that was holding us back. We looked at sort of negative mindsets, you know, which it was just, you know, how we changed and we removed the negative energy, understanding triggers. It was absolutely amazing. But one of the biggest things that we did was we created a new vision board. On that vision board, I placed a house that I'd seen a couple of years beforehand, a local house, so it was a real house. And you know, I literally put it on the board, and I used to sit there thinking, oh my god, I can see family running around there, I can see the kids out in the garden, I can see sort of where we would sit and have a glass of wine, because we do like to do that. I would see where the kids would play, you know, it was family time, cinema rooms. It was brilliant. I literally lived and breathed this house. I think what that did is that gave me a little bit of a sort of a push and a drive to move my business forward, my other business that we had. So we had quite possibly the most successful 2019-2020 financial years that I've ever, which suddenly then made this house more accessible, you know, and bizarrely, it then came back on the market in 2020. So at that point, we'd sat down and said, you know what? It's a little bit out of our reach, but you know what, this the universe could not tell us any clearer. This is our opportunity, this is our time, this is the point that we need to jump for this house. We need to move everything to get what we need to get. So we did, and we now own that house, we now sit in that garden, we now watch our children play in that room, we do everything. And honestly, if somebody tries to tell me manifestation doesn't work, they need to sit down, we need to have a conversation.
And what was lovely was you got back in touch with me for something separate in middle of last year. And the first thing you said was, Jude, I'm living in the house I put on my board. And I was absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buzzing. I mean, you probably condensed the story down about the house, but I know from Mark about how that house just kept coming back and bouncing back. Like, it was yours and then it wasn't yours.
Yes.
And then it was nearly yours and then it wasn't yours. And then in the end, you got it close to the price that you wanted. Also, thankfully, in lockdown, so you could do the work that you wanted to do on it before you could get in. And yeah, like it just, everything worked out. Like,
it was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, for me, that house shows me divine timing. Because if you'd maybe got it earlier, it may have been at the higher price. And you may have struggled.
Exactly. Well, it was good. It was a lot higher. We would have struggled. And financially, we definitely were not in the position where we originally started looking at it. But do you know what? I believe that you've got to put the work in. So you don't just get given something. Manifestation's not just, you know, you ask for it. Oh, my God, there it is. It's there. Things have to change. You have to change. Your behaviours have to change. And that certainly did that over those couple of years. You know, we financially.
Amazing. So tell me a little bit about, what else have you had off your vision board then? So we know about the house. What else do you feel like you've been able to go tick, move it off, put another thing on?
For me, one thing, you know, to sort of come back on is how sometimes it can work against you or it can work for you. You know, sort of turning the positives into a slight negative, you know, one of the hardest times of our lives when Mark and I had met, I think it was around about 2012, we were told that we would struggle to have kids. It was a really, really dark time for us because we'd just been married, you know, everything should be positive, everything should be exactly where it needed to be. But, you know, ultimately, you know, we did struggle. It was really tough for us. And, you know, that brings down your mood. It brings down your energy. At this point, not truly understanding manifestation, you know, I'd kind of looked at the only thing that I could protect myself with, and that was career. I excelled there. I was really good at what I did. And, you know, I went from job to job with strength to strength, and that was fantastic. But ultimately, all I was doing was telling the universe over and over, I can't have kids. Somebody's told me I can't have kids. I'm not going to have kids. So it was almost like a safety mechanism that I would block that away. And mm-hmm. what I know now, that doesn't need to be necessarily the end of it. You know, turning that negative into a positive, you know, the universe was never going to present me with the opportunity to be able to do this unless I, again, change my behaviours and change my positivity. Back in sort of 2015, when I found the secret and sort of how I should change mindsets and we should, you know, really start to remove the negative energies that fit around it, I started to link in with like-minded people about sort of my health and how I could make changes to the body that would ultimately, you know, carry the babies and carry, you know, do what I needed to do. In 2016, we entered a final round of IVF, and at that point, I was in such a positive space because I just literally removed all of the negative side and thought, you know what, I'm visualizing this child at the end of it. This child lives in this home with us, so it's a happy space, it's a happy environment, and ultimately ended up pregnant with twins. So what I could say is, you know, and for years and years of obviously trying and failed attempted IVFs, then to suddenly be pregnant with twins, maybe we were a little bit too positive.
You manifested too hard. Oh, amazing. Okay, so I don't even think I'd realised that you'd done manifestation work on having the boys. That's amazing. And that's so powerful for other people here, because I think when you're emotionally connected to an outcome, which you would be with children or a relationship, like you could absolutely, like you say, you went in on yourself and thought, right, well, I'm just going to concentrate on work because that's a thing I can control. And I'll just forget about it. And maybe it won't happen for us. And you had all that kind of doubtful mindset. So although you were doing really well in your career, it went against the goal that you really, really wanted. So when you turned that round and thought, you know what it is, let's start imagining the life with a baby. Let's start thinking about my body housing a baby. And you started to visualise it and live yourself in the outcome and believe in that it was possible. You then fell pregnant with the boys. Mm-hmm. Like, oh God, it's just... I know you are such a fan of manifestation, but when you hear things like that, you know, some people might listen to that and go, oh, well, you know, she got a big house or whatever. Like, but actually, it's manifestation is about the things that you really want. And you got your dream house. Mm-hmm. You got your family. Like, you've got, you know, you've smashed career goals. And it just shows that actually when you turn your mindset into the things that you actually want and you go deep on it, this was really key actually, which I don't want anyone to miss here. What you did was you worked out, why is my mindset not working with the thing that I actually want? And you did work on that. That's the powerful stuff, isn't it? That's where change really, really happens.
Absolutely. And coming back to sort of an earlier point that I made, this is a total cycle for me. I know that every 3 years I go through a cycle where, you know, right at the beginning of the 3 years, I'm really positive. I know where I'm going. I have the goal set. I'm smashing everything out of them. But then you kind of lose your way a little bit. And, you know, it's just about bringing yourself back to the tools, bringing yourself back to basics and understanding what your triggers are. My God, I've got triggers. My God, my family have triggers. You know, it's about understanding living together in the same space, managing those triggers out together.
Tell me then, so if you recognize, which I flipping love, so you've already realized you're in a 3-year cycle, right? And again, awareness is key. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that I have a trigger at the start of every month that I need to constantly work on, because my mm-hmm. business goes to a reset at zero every month because I have to get new clients, etc., etc. So I know there's a mindset work that I have to do mm-hmm. at the start of every month to make sure I don't go, what happens if I don't earn any money? Like, there's a story that you need to remove before you can allow it in. So you've recognized, actually, yours is a 3-year cycle. So if you're, where are you at in that 3-year cycle, and what's next?
I came to you last year because I was at a real low. And I think, you know, COVID, restrictions, everything had taken a real toll on everybody at that point. You know, and some people are probably listening to this thing, well, I was slightly ungrateful. You just moved into your new dream house. But, you know, I was. It's not necessarily something that, you know, ticks all the boxes. You still have to do work at this. So it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm exactly where I need to be at this moment in time for me. You know, the universe has, in its own way, created this space. You know, last year was a tough year sort of for me health-wise. I had a hysterectomy. One of my boys was diagnosed with potentially a life-changing eye complication that, you know, he needs. You know, he's five. He needs his mama, and he needs some support around that. So, you know, one of my businesses is taking a bit of a step back. It's, you know, financially we're very comfortable, but it's very quiet on the business front. So without me actually orchestrating this, I do believe sort of the universe has presented an opportunity for me to take a little bit of time out and really focus on me as an individual. You know, not focus on anybody else, focus on me, because without me, I can't focus on the boys. I can't focus on the hubby. I can't focus on sort of life. I can't be this coach to everybody that people do often look to me towards to be. And if I'm not in a situation where I'm positive about me. So, you know, I'm really excited for this year, really. You know, I think for me, it's just a new cycle. So we're heading into health. You know, I'm back at the gym. I'm really thinking about how to be the best version of me. I'm doing school runs. I'm doing appointments. I'm doing everything. And listen, let me tell you, that is not me. Give me a business to run, I will smash it. Make me be a mother. Do you know how many appointments you have to have for school, for kids, and remembering to take this and do that? How people do this and have a full-time job. Do you know what? I take my hats off to those people because it's insane. For me, this year is just about being a healthier version, you know, and our whole family, we live and die by manifestation. You know, it's amazing to see our 21-year-old son. He has also adopted all of these works, and, you know, I know he's doing some work with himself now, so I'm really proud of what he's starting to achieve by doing your month to manifest. And
shout out to Anth on the podcast there.
Absolutely, my little baby boy. Yeah, he is doing amazing. You know, everybody's doing amazing. And like I said, when people walk in my house, they must be sick of us, the way that we talk about this all the time. But do you know what? We're here to talk. We're here to heal. We're here for anybody who wants to listen about it, because we absolutely love it.
Do you know what was lovely about the time that we worked together? Obviously, you'd hit a low point. And I think one of the things was you didn't know why. Because like you said, you had your house for your mm-hmm. dreams. You had your business. You had the boys. You were managing it. And you didn't know why, but you knew you were unhappy and there wasn't certain things working. And by the time we'd finished working together, you'd had this real epiphany of, I know what I need to do. Not only did you know what you needed to do, but the universe gave you an out from something that you thought you needed. Mm-hmm. So when you thought, like, because, you know, all we ever talked about the fact that it was, you know, what an amazing businesswoman you were, how, like, you could turn your hand to, you know, anything and make it work. And the thing that you ended our coaching sessions with was, I know what I'm meant to be doing right now. The thing that I'm asking for is more time with the boys. The thing I'm asking for is to spend more time on myself. And then because of COVID, because of the nature of your business, you were like, actually, that needs to now slow down, stop, pause, whatever. And it kind of manifested itself that it did on its own. And so rather than you freaking out, which mm-hmm. you can imagine most people would do, have gone, oh my God, my business, now I don't go there anymore. You went, actually, I know it's happened for a reason. because it was about the time when your son with the eye condition had to go into hospital, and you were, this is why, because I'm meant to be here for the boys.
Yeah.
And again, that perspective, because it's not a victim mentality perspective. You weren't thinking, oh, why me? Like, now I've got my boys and one of them, you know, could have a potentially dangerous condition on his eyes. Mm-hmm. You were like, I'm stepping into this. I know what I need to do. I'm going to get him the help. And, you know, again, this is your mindset of going, I'll figure this out. We'll get through this together. And I'm going to manifest and sit on it, but I'm also going to research it. Like, your mindset went into, what can I do? How can I problem solve this? And now you're going into 2022. Where are we? 2022 with a completely different...
Yeah, what year is it?
Yeah, a completely different goal set for yourself. And we had a quick discussion before we came on the podcast. I was honest, I would struggle if I didn't have my job, because my job is the thing that keeps me going. And what you've done really, really well is going, actually, I'm taking all that skill set and I'm throwing it into the family, and I'm going to make sure the family's working. I'm going to make sure that I'm doing stuff for me. And whatever your goals are, I know for a fine fact you're going to make them happen and absolutely make them a reality. And just to pick up on, you briefly touched on the one thing that I absolutely love, which I know I'm going to start doing with my husband, is having those kind of check-ins, like, oh my God, like going to a retreat with your husband and go, right, come on, what's the plan? What's going to be the goals for the business? What's going to be the goals for the family? Where are we going to go on holiday? What we're going to do this year? Like, really planning out markers in the sand so that you've got things to work towards. But only that, oh my God, you get to celebrate it together. The wins. Like, how amazing is that?
We do. And do you know what? I wouldn't say, oh, we're just really lucky. Like what people said before, it's not. It's, you know, we've worked out hard to get where we are.
Yeah.
And I think... Absolutely. But I think what we are lucky about is the fact that we found each other, so that, you know, we have those shared beliefs, we have those shared goals. And you know what? We do celebrate success, and we do it very well by going to the spa, and we do it very well by drinking a glass of wine in the hot tub. I mean, why wouldn't we? But you know what? It's also about getting that opportunity. Just remember celebrating each other as well, because, you know, you can get very lost in the process. And, you know, our lives are chaotic, you know, a couple of businesses, 4 kids between us, you know, moving houses. It's just insanely busy. But it's just remembering to, you know, just bring ourselves back to who we are and start planning and manifesting and looking at this year's goals.
Love a plan. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Fingers crossed, everyone's going to take so much away from that, about the fact that, you know what, and I'm going to do a podcast on it next week, but I feel like there was a lot of negativity around goal setting, because everyone's like, oh God, new year goals, like, oh, or people feeling anxious and overwhelmed. And I'm going to do a podcast next week on how to kind of manage your mindset when you are setting goals, because it can be overwhelming. However, that's only if you're focused on it in the wrong way. If you're focused on the fear of like, oh my God, I can't do this, this is too much. Like, your brain doesn't do that. You're the person that embodies those posts that I do around the fact that it's not just about the end goal. It's not about the big house. It's not about the nice cars. It's that fun you get working towards a goal and seeing what you can achieve and whether you can do it or not, and problem solving along the way. Like, that's a big part of what you do, and you do enjoy a lot of the goals and stretching yourself. You didn't come from, if you don't mind me saying, you didn't come from a privileged background. You've done all these things because you're like, no, I can see whether I can do this. Let's see if we can make this happen. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing mindset. I want to make sure people take that away as well.
Thank you. It's been really great to be on the podcast, and you know, keep doing what you're doing. As I've said to you before, everybody needs a Jude in their life, and we will continually to have you in our lives, all of our lives. And remember my 3-year cycle. I'll be back.
Right. Thank you so much, Julie. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.